Let's get started. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi kitabi al-majid ba'd a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani ar-rajim. Alam tara ila alladhina yujadiluna fi ayati Allahi anna yusrafun. Allah ta'ala asks the question, haven't you seen those who dispute concerning the signs of Allah? How are they averted? Now, of course, this could be istifham al-inkari. This could be a rhetorical question. Like, how ridiculous that these people are averted. But there's another way of looking at it, which I think is quite interesting. It could be the case that Allah Ta'ala is asking a question that most Muslims can't answer. I don't want to say most, many Muslims can't answer. What do I mean by that? Haven't you seen those who argue about Allah's signs, Allah's ayat? Haven't you seen those who argue against the Qur'an? It might be that some of us say what? No, I haven't. I haven't seen it because I avoid conversations about the Qur'an and about its ayat. So if I avoid conversations about the ayat, then when Allah is asking, have you seen people who argue about the ayat? Your answer would be, no, I have no idea what that looks like. I don't do that. And then Allah says, how are they averted? Anna yusrafun. What is turning them away? And it could be that the answer is, I have no idea. Maybe many of you would say, I have no idea what turns people away. I never try to present Islam. I don't try to talk about Islam. And so therefore, if I'm not trying to persuade a person towards Islam, naturally I don't know what's dissuading them away from Islam. And so this ayah, it could be looked at in such a way where it's almost challenging you and saying, figure out, find out, even just for your own curiosity, why do people not embrace Islam? You could talk to anybody. You could talk to somebody that you go to school with, somebody you're at work with, and just ask them, what do you believe in and why aren't you Muslim? What do you know about Islam? Is there something holding you back? Is there certain issues that you're uncomfortable with? Tell me, what are your thoughts about Islam? What do you know about Muslims and Islam? If you ask these questions, then maybe you can answer this question that Allah Ta'ala is posing to us in the positive. And say, yeah, I do know. And I would say, personally, as somebody who tries to engage in da'wah often, I find that this is one of the most convincing aspects of Islam. When you talk to people and you see their reactions, it is, subhanAllah, amazing. Why? Because there are two main reactions to da'wah. Number one, alhamdulillah, which has been happening in this month quite often, people embrace Islam. And when they embrace Islam, you find that their lives improve. And this proves two things. Number one, that Islam is persuasive. And number two, that it's beneficial. So, that's great. You tell people about Islam and you see the reaction, you think, subhanAllah, what an amazing deen. But there's another reaction. Which is what? Some people reject Islam. But the question is, how and why do they reject? This is something that each of you should go find out. Allah is saying, do you know? Do you know how people reject, how and why they reject? Find out. Go ask. Discover. I've found many times that a person will reject Islam because they treat religion like a fantasy. I feel like this, I feel like that, so I don't really take it all that seriously. It's just my feelings. And so, because of that, they have this wishful thinking, I'm just going to believe whatever makes me feel good. This is called at-tamanni. At-tamanni in the Qur'an. This disease of the heart, of just wishful thinking. The truth is whatever I make it. Some people are too proud to admit that they've been wrong this whole time. At-takabbur. They have arrogance. And so you see it. You have conversations and you see the arrogance coming out. Sometimes they're too afraid. Al-jabana, cowardice. They're too afraid to change. And you see it. And you witness it. You realize that the reason why this person's resisting, they don't have a good argument, they don't have a set of reasons, they didn't say, look, I read this, I read that, I'm uncomfortable with X, Y, and Z. No, they just don't like the idea of change, it scares them. Me telling you this doesn't give the effect. You have to witness it yourself. And Allah Ta'ala is challenging you. Go find out why people resist. I could tell you for days whatever stories I have, but that's convincing for me, because I personally lived it. You need to do it yourselves. Some people blindly follow their family tradition. You talk to them and say, listen, it doesn't matter what, doesn't matter how much evidence you give me, I'm just going to blindly follow whatever my family has told me. At-ta'assub, this dogmatism, this idea of I just stick to whatever I hold on to. Or some people act like they are too busy. Oh, I don't have time for this, I don't have time for that. Meanwhile, you look into their lives and you see that they waste so much time on nonsense. So much time on frivolous things. Meanwhile, they're telling you, oh, I'm too busy to figure out what is the purpose of life. Subhanallah. As-sathiyya. What's it called? Trivialness or superficiality. Being superficial. This is part of the issue. I'm telling you, you have to experience this yourself. Allah Ta'ala is asking, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Have you seen those who argue against the ayat of Allah? أَنَّ يُصْرَفُونَ. How are they turned away? You find out for yourself. And subhanAllah, it is the case if some parent comes to me and says, my kid is having doubts about Islam and doesn't want to practice, doesn't want to pray, doesn't want anything, and they have all these issues, one of my first questions consistently is going to be what? It's going to be, has your kid ever seen you give da'wah? Have they ever seen you talk to anybody about Islam? And if the answer is no, well then, okay. They haven't seen that for themselves. They haven't seen, their eyes have not been open to that reality. So anyway, getting back to the ayah, Allah Ta'ala also is saying what? أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ Haven't you seen those who do this jidal? Which is translated as arguing, but jidal, coming from the root verb of jadala yajdilu, means for a rope to be twisted around itself or to be braided. And this is what happens when people argue. So we'll leave alone the non-Muslims for a second. What about us? What about when we argue with, you know, a bad faith, bad blood type of argument, just trying to win? What happens? It's like two ropes twisting around each other, getting tighter and getting more vicious, louder, angrier, etc. And also, jadala means ground that is hard and rocky. Because why? When you're doing mujadala, you're trying to grab the guy, each of you is trying to slam the other on the ground. You're trying to like basically wrestle, but intellectually. And this is very dangerous. It's good to have discussions. It's good to have conversations where you're trying to get to the bottom of the truth. You're trying to figure things out. However, the Prophet also said, مَا ضَلَّ قَوْمٌ بَعْدَ هُدًى كَانَ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا أُتُ الْجَدَلِ No people go astray after having followed right guidance except those who are prone to argumentation. So, having a discussion for the sake of getting to the truth, fantastic. But arguing for the sake of argumentation, arguing to be petty, arguing just to win, these things can destroy a community. These are the things that people come to the masjid so they could see the suhbah, the companionship, the ukhuwah, the brotherhood, sisterhood. They come here so they could be better Muslims. If they hear people are constantly arguing about, I don't know, the carpets are blue, I want them to be green. I don't know, something petty like that. Oh, this is over there, I want it to be there. And they just hear fighting and arguing for no reason. What happens? Slowly but surely, they realize that the energy it costs to come to the masjid, to get all stressed out, is accomplishing nothing, it's frustrating, and ultimately it's not worth the effort, and you see that people start to disband. Allah Ta'ala mentions this. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ Do not dispute and argue with one another, thus lose courage, and then your strength would depart from you. You lose courage, you don't have the strength to keep going when you're always fighting over nonsense. So we need to be very careful. Yes, we want to have discussions that are healthy, trying to get to the bottom of the truth, but not for the sake of ego. In fact, the Prophet warns us and says that if you're not learning and studying, if you're not having conversations for the sake of Allah, then it's going to be for something else. And whatever that other thing is going to be very dangerous. The Prophet tells us, لا تعلم العلم لتباه به العلماء أو لتماروا به السفهاء أو لتصرفوا وجوه الناس إليكم فمن فعل ذلك فهو في النار Do not acquire knowledge in order to show off to scholars. Oh, I gotta let the sheikh know. You know, I know this, I know that. Don't do that. Just to show off to the scholars. Number two, or to argue with fools, just because you want to beat them. Ah, I'm smarter than you. That's not the goal. Number three, just to attract people's attentions. I love when people look at me. This is dangerous. And then finally, what? For anybody who does that, then he will be in the fire. And the last hadith that I want to mention, inshallah, I know I'm taking long, last hadith, inshallah, is that if you can resist. If you feel that a conversation transformed from a genuine, good faith conversation into something bitter, something you could say toxic, something ugly, where you're just fighting for the sake of fighting, even if you know that you're right, maybe it's best to walk away. Why? Because the Prophet says, مَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَاءَ وَهُوَ مُحِقٌ بُنِيَ لَهُ فِي وَسَطِهَا يعني جنة. The Prophet says, whoever gives up an argument, even when he's in the right, just because it's becoming a bad confrontation, I can see you're getting upset, this is going down the wrong way, I'm going to back off. Even if you're right, the Prophet says what? There will be built for him a palace in the middle of paradise. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those who have palaces in the middle of Jannah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Barakallahu feekum, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.